Record is on. So welcome you guys to day two of the Smooth Selling Mini Academy. And I'm calling it the Mini Academy because you're really getting a brief overview, but yet some great nuggets, hopefully, to take home with you, to use, to implement into your business so that you can have smooth sailing in your business and your life. And that is the ultimate goal for this workshop. So it's six simple strategies to create a dream business and navigate entrepreneurship. And I want to hear from you guys. So write in the comments, if you're popping on live, type in the comments, let me know, are you an entrepreneur now? Have you been in business for a while? Are you a new entrepreneur? Are you a wannabe entrepreneur? Let me know who is here with us today. So my goal for this course is to help those of you without a business idea to begin to gain clarity on what your calling might be and how to create a plan to start that business. Or if you already have a business, to assist you with finding any missing pieces of your puzzle to gain more success and get closer to the lifestyle freedom you desire. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about for the piece of the puzzle, go back and make sure you watch day one, where I really talked about how these are all pieces of one giant puzzle. And the third goal for this course is that I want to show you how success in business and life can really be broken down into these six main components. And it's my framework for my signature course, which is our Shift, Sail, Soar Success Academy that we do in 90 days. And in 90 days, you'll get all the clarity you need for this. And I'm giving it to you guys in 90 minutes. So this is the 90 minute version of what we normally do in 90 days. So it's pretty compact. Hey, Linda, type in, let us know. Linda was part of our beta course in the Shift Sail Soar Academy. So I'm glad she's here today and she can give some insight on what she got out of it as we go through. So what are the six pieces? If you missed yesterday, I'm just going to do a little review here. So this is the teacher in me coming out. I didn't share this yesterday, but I actually went to college for teaching. Never graduated because I got into the direct sales and went that avenue instead. But my teacher definitely still comes out in me when I am doing courses and trainings and, you know, sharing information. So as a good teacher, you always want to review what you taught and review what you're going to teach. And that's what we're doing right now. So the six pieces of the puzzle is your smooth. And it's S is discover your superpowers and strengths. M, developing a marketing mindset. O, overcoming those obstacles and avoiding the danger buoys. The second O is outsourcing automation and simple systems to work less and enjoy life more. Isn't that what we all want, right? T is the time to launch, steps to get the new business out there. And H are the habits of successful entrepreneurs for smooth sailing into the future. And when you can put all of those six components together and you're not missing any of them, that's when you get this perfect circle. And that represents your dream business and life. Now, for me personally, I would also have to add an element of my faith in there because I feel like my faith is such a giant piece of that puzzle as well. But that's for another course. All right. So yesterday we covered the S and the M for the smooth. And today we're going to do all the rest of the letters. Now, I do want to put this out there. I am at the end going to share with you some details I have on the Shift Sail Soar Success Academy. The spring course is launching next Thursday, a week from today. And I want to say congratulations to Colleen. She grabbed a spot yesterday. She didn't want to wait. She wanted to get the early bird bonuses. She saved $500 as one of our first five people to sign up. So congratulations, Colleen. I'm so excited to have you in the course. And I want to know who's going to join her. So hold on to the very end of the training today. It's going to be about an hour long. And at the end, I have a freebie for all of you that will help you kind of sort through a lot of what we're talking about today. But I am going to also share more information about the Shift Sales Source Success Academy. So in case it is something you are interested in or you've been thinking about, and I have some awesome freebie or awesome sign-on bonuses going on, and especially for the first 5 who get in on the course. Now it is limited to 10 participants because it is very hands-on, right? Right, Linda? Like you get me in your business for 90 days. So we limit this to a very small group. Last time it was just my 2 Lindas and it was amazing. Okay, so the O is overcome the obstacles and avoiding the danger buoys. And what are some of the danger buoys that you have? One is, or the obstacles, however you want to look at them. Either way, these are the things that could potentially stop you from building the successful life that you want. Some of the danger buoys I see and I've felt for myself that I've had to learn how to overcome is leaving the comparison game in the past, because we are always going to be comparing ourselves to others. And to me, the best way to do that is just sometimes we just got to get offline. We got to put our blinders on, put our head down, and just get to work. And quit looking left or right and comparing, because comparison is deadly. The other one is imposter syndrome. Now, I will tell you, it does not matter how much success you have or who you are. Imposter syndrome is very likely to rain its ugly head on us. And I've asked some of my mentors and coaches before. It's like, does it ever go away? And the answer is always no. But the good news is there are things you can do to learn to get through it. And we dive really deep in that, you know, some of those things that stop us in the academy, because we never want those things to stop us. And really, it's all in our head. Like this is all head stuff. And if you can grasp what's going on in your mind and control those thoughts, that's where success comes. So know that imposter syndrome, if you're feeling like, what do I even have to offer? Who would even listen to me? You know, is anybody going to buy my course? I had that happening all week. Thank you, Colleen, for breaking that for me. So it doesn't go away. So for today, I just want you to know that it is normal to have those feelings. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be throwing what you offer out into the world. It's actually just the opposite. The other thing with the overcoming obstacles and avoiding the danger buoys, it's knowing when to shift your sails and when to just stay the course. And that's where like a good coach comes into play, because sometimes they can see things that you're not seeing, and they kind of see what's ahead. And sometimes it is time to, you know, adjust your sails a little bit. You've gotten off course and you just need to make a few minor adjustments. Normally that's all it is. It's minor adjustments that we have to make to stay on course for our success. Now, other times we are like, we just need to stay the course. We don't need to make any adjustments. We just haven't gave it enough time. And I don't know if we talked about this yesterday or not, but it is 90 days, like 90 days before you even start to see the fruit of your labor. So a lot of times we give up before we see the results, when all we really need, and we start doing something totally different, when all we really needed to do was stay the course. So that's where having a coach or a guide, somebody there that's looking out for you. You know, just when my husband and I go sailing, it's so much more fun when there's 2 of us and one to kind of see and even, you know, tag team and think about like, what should we do here? What do you think? And it's nice to have that. So even if you don't have a coach, have somebody that you can work with that's going to help guide you and tell you, yeah, you need to shift your sails or adjust your sails, or no, just stay the course. The other big obstacle I see a lot of entrepreneurs face is getting their family on board. This is a biggie. And You know, there's a lot of times, especially I saw this a lot in the direct sales business, that people would use their family as an excuse not to achieve something. And what I have found is you want to make your family, and your family could be your kids. It could be your fur babies, right, Linda? It could be your parents. It could be your significant other. It could be a close-knit group of friends. It could be your community, your church. So when I say family, for me, it is my husband and my kids and my grandkids, but for you, it may look different. So fill in the blank when I say family. But we don't want to use them as an excuse. We want to use them as our reason why we want to succeed. But it's finding that balance, that harmony of having them on board, having them going on the trip with us, and not sacrificing them in the process. Because again, and I have fallen into this trap of work, work, work. I talked about this yesterday, and having no family time, which caused my husband to resent my business and my kids to resent my business, or the opposite, that there were times that I just was so involved with my family, I resented them because I wasn't working my business. So it's finding that piece of harmony. And my saying is, you can't have success without sacrifice, but you can have success without sacrificing the ones you love. There are going to be sacrifices you have to make in your business to find success. Now, I want to share here some of my pictures of when I was really on top of my game and when I truly felt like I had true harmony in all areas of my life. And that's when I want to show you that it is possible to find that balance, to find that harmony. And I don't really like the word balance because it's never equal parts at equal time, but it's harmony. And these were some of my achievements when in the direct sales, you know, winning our, highest achievement prestige car level, the 350 unit club, bringing my, getting walking on stage for that recognition, my team when we were working, being able to speak and pour into others. But yet at the same time, I was able to spend quality time with my husband and our kids. This is our entire Big Miter family clan here, minus baby Thomas. He was not even a thought yet in this picture. And one other fur baby on our 31-foot boat down new. And two of my youngest, there's baby Thomas there. So it is possible to have the harmony. But we have to work for it. The other O, this is a big one. Linda has learned this one, and it's outsourcing, automation, and simple systems to work less and enjoy life more. So why do you need this? Because we can't do it all, and we shouldn't do it all. We're not meant to do it all. We need to stay in our superpower lane. And remember yesterday we talked about identifying what are we naturally good at. So if you did that, type in what are your three things, or one, two, or three things that you feel like you are naturally gifted at. What are they? Type those in there. Those are the things you want to stay doing. And there are a lot of ways that you can outsource. There are inexpensive things you can do, like Fiverr, F-I-V-R-R, I think it is. Yeah, it's a weird spelling, but it's Fiverr, kind of like five with two R's. That's a great place to look for inexpensive one and done kind of automation, outsourcing. Another one is I'll type these in later. There's another one that you can work with women from the Philippines. And because their cost of living, and it men too, their cost of living is so much less than ours. I have one of my friends right now, she's paying $5 an hour. And for the person doing the work, they are thrilled to death. And of course, my friend is thrilled to death. If you don't want to do that, there are, reach out, ask around, who's good at this? You can just have somebody help you do a project, or find somebody who's that virtual assistant. They don't even have to be in your home. There is somebody out there to help you with almost everything. And here's the thing, find somebody that their superpower is doing something you don't enjoy doing. So outsource to that person. I'm going to share in a minute Linda's story about doing that. Also, automate what you can. In today's technology world, almost everything can be automated. So if you can automate it, automate it. And sometimes it takes a lot of work on the forefront to automate things. I'm in the beginning of switching things over to Kajabi. It's going to be where I'm going to put everything, my courses, my coaching programs. The Shift Sales Source Success Academy is going to be held over there now. I'm going to eventually move my website over there, like everything, my email. But oh my gosh, it is so much work on the forefront getting it done. But I know once it's all done, it's going to make my life so much easier and so much simpler. So, and I am going to be outsourcing that help with that. I've been trying to do it on my own and it's too much. So think about things. What can you outsource? What can you automate? And what doesn't even need to be done? Maybe it doesn't need to be done at all. Like you've just been doing it because you've just been doing it. And you just need to stop. Like it doesn't even need to be done anymore. Or it doesn't need to be done right now because it doesn't fit with your current goals and plan for your business and life. So stay in your lane. Outsource, automate, and systemize things. The other thing I want to mention here too is repurpose. So whatever you do, can you repurpose it in another way? So for example, I am repurposing these workshops. They are my podcasts this week. Two of my podcasts are the recordings from this workshop. So repurpose what you can. I also sometimes transcribe my podcasts so that I can then use them as blogs. My notes that I take, they can be turned into blogs. So what can you repurpose over and over and over again? That is the secret to having more time and more peace in your life. So let me tell you Linda's story. Let me grab a drink. So here's Linda. Hey, Linda. So Linda is the owner and she is a wedding planner. I can't think of the right word. Oh, like the best. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh my gosh. Extraordinaire. The wedding planner extraordinaire from Your Day, Your Way. And Linda and I have been working together since, I don't know, April, May. Someone was in there. She was actually my very first coaching client when I switched over to coaching, to private coaching. But we tried this summertime to create a flyer for something. And her and I don't even know how many hours we spent on this flyer. And it's not in my superpowers to create flyers. And it's not in Linda's superpowers to create flyers. Now we muddled through it, but it was painful for both of us. And the end result was okay. It was an okay flyer. Maybe a B plus. I'll give it a B plus. Like it wasn't bad. We did pretty good with it. But Linda and I kept talking about that outsource, outsource, outsource. What can you outsource? And finally, Linda was able to find somebody that she could outsource to. And she has been telling me what a life change having her new VA in her life, Nicole, has been for her, and how Nicole is getting so much done in such a little amount of time, things that normally either for Linda weren't even getting done, or if they were, they were taking up a ton of her time, time she could have been spending talking to her brides. So now she has Nicole who's doing all the back work. So Linda is free to go spend time with her brides or go promote her business to find more brides. And it's just been beautiful to watch this process because I see the peace Linda has. Would you not agree? Like Linda, what has this gave to you in your life outsourcing? The other thing that was really fun is so my two Lindas that were in my beta course last fall, they're switching business now because Linda P, she is gifted in doing flyers. She is gifted in just making things look pretty. She can take a flyer and just make it absolutely gorgeous. And she loves doing that. It is her joy spot. She's relaxed. It relaxes her to do that. It stresses Linda and I out. We can do it, but it stresses us out. Whereas Linda P, like that's what she does for fun. So she's working with Linda Smith now to help her design a book that's going to be part of Linda's DIY for Brides course that she's creating right now. So how fun is that? And that's the other power of being in a group of like-minded women with different superpowers. You can exchange business. You can help and support each other. And I love when that happens. So that is Linda's story. And yes, it's given her more time for clients and more time for her family. And that, my friends, is how you get lifestyle freedom, is we can't do it all. And if you're trying to do it all, you are going to keep the lid on your business. Meaning, if you're a one-person show, your business can only grow by so much. I saw this in my direct sales business. I always had support. I shouldn't say always, but I almost always had several people supporting me. And my best years, I had a ton of help, whether they were virtual or in my office, and I could not have done it without them. So get help, because otherwise you're going to be stressed out and you're not going to enjoy your business. So that, if you take nothing else away from this, it would be that O. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the T. I'm going to check my time. Oh, we're doing great. Okay. So the second T, or the first T, sorry. Can I also tell you, I got very little sleep last night. I was so disappointed. I'm an 8-hour person, and we went to bed right around 10 o'clock. So I thought, great, I'll get up at 6. I'll be ready to go for this workshop. I had some final touches to do. I'm also a last minute person. And my husband, I created this monster because I finally have him drinking a lot more water. Well, what does that do? This might be TMI here, but he had to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't even know. I felt like it was like 4 times in the middle of the night. Like, it was crazy. And the last time he got up was 2 o'clock. So of course I get up, and then now it's in my head. So I get up and go pee, and I couldn't get back to sleep. So I did not get a good night's sleep last night. I was so bummed because I was like, yes, I'm going to get my 8 hours. And then nope, didn't happen. So he said to my husband, it's like, please stop drinking water after 9 o'clock. Please, please just do that so I can sleep. All right. So the T, time to launch. Here are some steps to get your new business out there. Now, I will say doing this in this course is a little tricky to do, but I'm going to do the best I can to at least get your brain working, because this is really where we need to get into your business. Like, we got to do a lot of work before you get to this point. This is actually in the Shift Sales Source Success Academy. It's the last step we do, because we got to get your head straight. We got to get a plan. We got to get a vision. We got to get so much in order before we do this step. But it fit with smooth, so you're getting it now. And I want to share with you a couple of quick tips here. So a couple of things to think about with the T, the time to launch. So when you're ready to launch it into the world, it's stepping out of your comfort zone. It's just putting your idea out there. And I want you to strive for good enough, not perfection. Because if you are striving for perfection before you get your business idea out there into the world, you will never launch. Perfection is worse than procrastination. It is procrastination at its best. So don't strive for perfection. Just strive to get things good enough and start getting out there. Because here's the thing I know for sure. Once it's out there, it's going to change. It's going to morph. You're going to have to adjust those sales occasionally. So don't worry about getting it everything all in alignment. Get it out there and kind of learn as you go. Things will change. Trust me, in the 9 months I've been in business, I've adjusted my sales several times. I've gained more clarity on who I really want to work with. I've gained more clarity on what I want to offer. There's a lot of things I wish I would have done differently in the beginning. So don't worry about having everything in alignment or everything lined up and everything perfect. Just get it good enough and get things out there. The best way to learn how to really grow your business is out there doing your business. The other thing too is have realistic goals. Sometimes I work with people and they tell me their goals, and trust me, like I am a huge believer in having a big vision for your life, like to a fault, probably sometimes. I'm futuristic. Remember our strengths we talked about yesterday? My number one for strength finders is futuristic, meaning I love to think about the future and paint a picture of what your business and life can look like in the future. But when it comes to goal setting, we need to set realistic incremental goals, because otherwise we will freeze up. And when we're setting those goals that may be too lofty for us, sometimes it causes us to freeze and stop and not even do anything. And we don't want that. We need to be able, especially when you're new at the business, is have goals that you can get a lot of little wins. I want people to get a win, get a win, get a win, get a win. So get as many wins as you can. So sometimes it's just a matter of, I made 5 phone calls today, or I had 5 conversations with people today. That's a win. Check. You know, so figure out what can you do to get small little wins consistently in the beginning, and then start making your goals a little bigger. We've talked about this a couple of times, persevering. It takes that 90 days, like I said, no less than 90 days to really start seeing the fruit of your labor. I cannot say that enough. Don't quit before you start seeing the results. They will come, but you have to keep showing up consistently and persevering. And then I want to share with you, I call this my goal digging map. And I teach this in a couple of different courses that I offer. And this is actually going to be part of your freebie offer that I have for you, is a worksheet to help you start laying out how to do your own goal digging map. So imagine that there is a treasure chest out there waiting for you. And inside the treasure chest are these things you want. They're your goals you want to achieve. It's part of your vision is in there. But we have to know the path to get there. So how you do your goal digging map is, in the center, you're going to put your number one goal for your business. What is that one goal that if you achieve nothing else but this one goal, it would also help you achieve several other things in your life? So it might be a monetary goal. It might be a certain number of clients. It might be selling a certain amount of items if you sell a product. So what's that one goal? Because keep one focus in here. So you put that right in the center here. And then you're going to brainstorm and you're going to think of ideas of how can you get to that one goal. I recommend 3, no less than 3, but ideally even 5 different ideas of how you're going to get to your goal. This is something we spend a lot of time doing in the academy, of really brainstorming. How can you do that? How can you do that? This also goes back to, if you recall yesterday, I talked about having 3 sources of income. So I would have these kind of line up with that one might be a passive income type of idea. Another might be just an idea for getting more clients. So it's more of that attraction marketing. Another idea is, how can you really promote your signature offer? And then you're going to break it down. Think of different ideas, and you can even have more than 5. You could do this on a whiteboard too, if you want initially, but then I recommend put it on a goal poster. You don't want it to keep it on a whiteboard, because if it gets wiped off, then you're like, oh crap, what was that great idea I had? So you think of these different ideas and you put them in the little bubbles. And then underneath there, you're going to think about how can you do that? What are different steps that you can work on to hit that thing or work on that idea? And then underneath there, you're going to think of when. And this is the key thing. You got to put it in your calendar. So put it in your date book. When are you going to work on that specific part of that project? Some things are only going to take about 10 minutes a day. Other ideas might take you hours. Some may take you weeks, but plug it into your calendar. So for instance, let's say your goal is to make your first 10,000. Maybe you're brand new in business. And I'm going to use selling bags because I know Catherine's one of our participants in the group here. She watches a lot of the lives. Hopefully she'll catch the replay later. So Catherine sells really gorgeous bags. So her goal might be, I want to sell 50 bags over the next 90 days or 50 bags in this year. I don't know what a realistic goal for that business is, but 50 of her purses, her tote bags. She would put that here. One idea might be doing in non-COVID times, vendor fairs. So she might list vendor fairs here and underneath there. How am I going to do that? Which might include, you know, are they going to be at church bazaars? Are they going to be bigger ones, you know, different places? And then she's going to put her steps for who does she need to contact? Does she need to book a place? All those kind of things that go with that idea. Maybe another idea might be getting a really awesome Pinterest. She needs to get her Pinterest going. So put that over here. And then she's going to list all the different steps that come with putting Pinterest. Maybe it includes taking a Pinterest course or hiring that out, or just making her Canva post, getting good pictures, all of the details that go along with working that idea through so that you get a really clear picture of what you have to do to achieve your goals. So that is the goal digging map. And if you guys have questions about things, type them in. And I know a lot of you are watching the replay later, so I will be going back through and, you know, checking the questions. Okay, let me grab another sip. How are we doing? I hope you guys are starting to see how all these puzzle pieces really do fit together. That you have a goals, you have your plans, you're outsourcing, you know what you want, you know what you're good at, all these things, just you got your family on board, all that stuff. Okay, so the H, the final letter here. The H are the habits, and I'm going to say of highly successful entrepreneurs for smooth sailing into the future. And there's time management hacks that you want to explore. I'm going to teach you one of those in a minute. One of my time blocking systems that I use, and how to use your phone to maximize and not distract yourself. The other thing, habit, that almost every successful entrepreneur I know is creating a vision for your dream life. And this goes back, what I was saying about goals, that you want smaller goals you can check off. But your vision for your dream life is, what do you want that to look like? And one of the very first things we do in the Shift Sales Source Success Academy is I have the participants write down their ideal life. What does that look like? Then their ideal week and their ideal day. And we really paint like a crystal clear, like, what time are you getting up in the morning? Where are you spending your days? Where's your office? What does it look like? That whole dream life. How many hours a week are you working? How many vacations a year are you taking? All of that, and really get clear on that. And when you have that clear vision, that's what keeps you going when imposter syndrome sneaks in, when doubt sneaks in, when frustrations happen, when roadblocks happen. You go back to your vision of why you're doing what you're doing. So having a crystal clear vision for your dream life is so important. It's actually, to me, probably the one thing that you've got to take time to do. I think I've said about three or four things here, haven't I? This is the one thing you have to do. So there's a lot of them. The other part of this, another habit of highly successful entrepreneurs, is surrounding yourself with the right crew. Who's in that boat with you? You have to make sure that you are surrounded by balcony people who are going to lift you up and support you and believe in your dreams. Get into masterminds. That's kind of what our group coaching does too. It's the level below a mastermind is how I look at it. Also, networking groups. Get involved with some great networking groups with the right like-minded people. be careful of Facebook communities. You want to make sure you're in the right Facebook communities. When you go in there, are people supporting each other? Are they lifting each other up? Are they sharing ideas? Are they, you know, checking out each other's, you know, businesses? Or are they just like, hey, here's my business, and then they're out and they ghost. Hey, here's my business, and then they're out. And don't be one of those people, please. Add value to the groups and make sure that others are adding value to a Facebook community. Otherwise, go find other communities. I hope you're all, well, obviously you're all part of our community. And I hope you do feel like you do get value in here. And I want you to show up and add value. How can you add value to this group even? So make sure you're surrounded by the right people. Who we surround ourselves with is so important, and it makes the journey so much more fun. So here's my one time-saving hack here. And I do want to mention too, if you have not listened, or you can go back and listen to them, two of my podcasts from season one, episode 26, is on the $25,000 list. It's on how to really get disciplined for your daily six most important things to do list. And then episode 4, one of my very first podcasts, is 8 discipline hacks for the undisciplined. So go back and listen to those two podcasts for some good time management, time hacks that will help you. But a quick thing here I want to share with you, and we're going to close this up in a few minutes, but is time blocking. And what I mean by time blocking is when you have your planner or calendar, you can do this virtually. There's a couple of different apps out there to do this virtually. I'm drawing a blank now at the name. Trello is one. And then the MindMeister, I believe, is the other one. I'm sure there's more than that. Personally, I find I just do better with a good old-fashioned paper planner. It's still my favorite go-to. But what I like to do is actually time chunk things down and allow myself, how much time do I need to get ready for that event? How much time is that event going to take? And I just block out that time. So then I kind of have an idea and I work backwards. So like even getting ready for today, I knew I kind of had my plan. Okay, what time do I need to be taking my shower? What time do I have that I can finish up some slides? What time do I have? I had an 8 o'clock call this morning. You know, all those things were plugged into my planner. The other thing too is when you can, you know, there's so many shiny things out there vying for our attention. And if you can put your head down, turn your phone off, if possible, or put it on do not disturb and only your emergency people can get through if you're, you know, you have family that might need to reach you. But basically, if you can, put your phone in a whole nother room. So you avoid the, like, you know, do you find, like, isn't it crazy how many times we pick up our phone? Like, it's insane. Like, we are so addicted to our phones, at least I am. And I know it's a bad addiction. But put it away. Turn off notifications. Oh my gosh, this is a huge one. Turn off Facebook notifications. All of them. Like, there is no reason why you need to get a ding from Facebook for anything. I don't get dings for Messenger. I don't get dings for anything on Facebook. So turn off notifications. I only get dings for Voxer and text and phone. And that's it. No other dings are going off on my phone. So turn off the distractions that you can. But here's how you use, don't get rid of your phone in another room. I forgot. You're going to use your phone as your timer. You're just going to turn it off or put it on do not disturb or airplane mode, something so there's nothing incoming. But if you have a project you want to work on, set your timer on your phone. Set it for like 30 minutes. Avoid any distractions and just get to work. It is amazing when we can really focus in on whatever it is, the task at hand, and we don't let things distract us, how much work we can get done in a short amount of time. So avoid the distractions, avoid the shiny things, and just go to work. And then when the timer goes off, boom, you're done with that project, your time, you can go back to life, you know, but keep your head down. They do say 45 minutes is the max time to really work on a project. After that, it's time, get up, stretch, go for a walk, go have a snack, grab a cup of water, coffee, whatever. If you need to, come back and work, but take a 5-10 minute break, even 15 minute break at every 45 minutes, even just to get up and move around is good for your body. So yeah, it definitely makes a difference. When I do that, I'm amazed how much I get done. Sometimes that's why I get in my office in the morning. I don't even get dressed. I come in my PJs, the joy of working from home. And I can get so much done if I avoid distractions. And then the last thing, and we go into a lot, there's so many other things you can do, but just a quick tip for you for today, but go back and listen to the two podcasts. That will really help you. All right. So again, just to wrap things up and hold on, because again, I have a free offer for you at the end. And then I want to talk to you about the Shift Sales Source Success Academy to see if it's a right fit for you or not, because it's not for everybody. So I'm going to give you all the details of that and tell you who it's for, who it's not for, and some extra bonuses I have for you. But my goal for this course was that you would start believing that there is nothing you, instead of believing there is nothing you can do, start asking yourself, what can I do? What do I mean by that? Sometimes we get stuck in our minds of, well, I can't do that because, and I can't do that because, and we shut our brain down before we really are open to, open to receiving it. So take some of these ideas, and if your brain went to like, well, that would never work for me, I want you to start asking yourself, well, if I wanted to do that, how could I do that? Okay. So be open-minded to that. And sometimes just that simple mind shift can really start to create the pivot needed to change the course of your business and your life. Because again, most of all of this starts in our mind first. It's how we approach things. It's how we look at things. It's our perspective on things. And it's our belief in ourselves first. And always remember, a ship in the harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for. So it is scary. It's scary to start a new business. It's scary to step out of our comfort zone. It is scary to start something new. But it is so worth it. And that's what you're designed to do. You're designed to take your God-given talents and go share them with the world, whatever they are. So go share them. I just love that saying. And I love the picture. Doesn't that look like so much fun? Okay. So would it be okay with you guys now, if you're watching this, and I know most of you are doing the replay, so you can't really even answer me, but I hope it's okay with you if I take the next 10 minutes and really share with you about this Shift Sales Source Success Academy. I love this academy and the results that women are getting from it and the results I know that you could get from it if it's a right fit for you. So I hope it's okay if I take like 10 minutes. Now I am going to show you in a minute who this is for and who this is not for. So if it's not for you, I'm going to give you your free gift that I have for you, and you can sign off if it's not for you. But if it is for you, I want to share with you all the free bonuses I have. And Linda's still on here, I think. So maybe Linda, you can chime in anything that you feel that you want to share that I don't share about the Shift Sales Source Success Academy and why you were so glad that you did it. And maybe even, was there anything, Linda, that almost stopped you from doing it? Like, was there anything that you almost did, why you didn't do this course or this academy last fall? So the Shift Sales Source Success Academy, it is 90 days. Yes, 90 days. Originally, I was going to do 6 weeks and realized, nope, that is not enough time for us to really see the transformation. So it is 90 days to create the habits, thoughts, and systems to begin your second voyage career or your first one. It's time for you to use your God-given strengths and discover the joy, fulfillment, and lifestyle freedom you've been searching for. So that's what you get out of this academy. Why Shift Sales Soar? Well, because shift is to change direction. It's to change the direction of your thoughts. So we spend the first month really diving into the first 30 days. We go really deep into your thoughts, your mind. We're shifting thoughts in your brain, and we're discovering your superpowers. We spent a bulk of time really going into the superpowers. And this spring session, as I shared yesterday, I'm super excited because I have more tools to use to really go into the superpowers and the Clifton strengths. The sale, this is the second part of the academy. The next 30 days is where it says to move smoothly and rapidly in a confident manner. We dive deeper into the time hacks and the what's going to stop you and all of that stuff so that you can feel confident in the business that you are designing. And then the SOAR, that's where we goal set and we, you know, plan how to market your business and what's that going to look like and where to market your business so that you can increase rapidly above the usual level, because we want to up level where you are. So even if you have a business, Linda had a business, but we are up leveling her business. Okay, here's the thing. The Shift Sales Source Success Academy, it is limited to 10 participants. I almost said women, but I'm okay. If there's a guy that fits the bill, I would more than welcome a couple. Hey, we'll welcome them. I love having guys in the groups and stuff too. I'm just reading Linda's comment here. I almost didn't do it because I was afraid to take chances, ooh, and was unsure what to do to take my business in a different direction. So glad I did. Made a lot of great changes in my business and my life. Enjoying my business again, less stress and heading in a profitable direction. I love that, Linda. Thank you. Yeah, it's been so fun to watch you grow. So the Shift Sales Source Success Academy is not for you if you are looking for a get rich quick scheme or get rich quick program. That's not what I offer. Building a sustainable business over time is what I offer. It's not for you if you aren't committed to showing up for the 90 days. It's also not for you if you don't like waiting to see results, because it takes over 90 days to really start seeing the results. It's also not for you if you aren't willing to do the work, even when it doesn't make sense. You've got to do the work. Some of the things I share, sometimes people are like, why? That doesn't make sense. I want people who are just going to trust and follow the path. It's not for you if you're already set up to have a successful business. Maybe you don't need this. Maybe you are already at a place that your business is doing exactly what you want it to do, and you feel like you have harmony in your life and everything is great. It's not for you. You don't need this. It's also not for you if you already have a great work-life harmony, like I just mentioned. It's also not for you if you aren't ready to invest in education, mentorship, and coaching. It is a financial and a time investment. It's an investment in your future. So if you're not ready to invest in your future, then it's not for you. And it's definitely not for you if you aren't ready to step out of your comfort zone in 2021, because I will make you step out of your comfort zone, but we'll do it together. So it's totally okay if it's not for you. Hopefully this free offer, you gain some thoughts, ideas, and made some adjustments. So I'm totally fine with that. As I shared yesterday, I love to just share ideas and my gifts with people with nothing expected in return. Now, on the other hand, this totally is for you if, hey, Angie, yeah, go back and watch both of them. Make sure you watch yesterday's first and then today's, but glad you're on here. So this is for you if you're ready for a change or a fresh start. You're tired of being in the same place year after year after year, or maybe you were forced to create something new. I know a lot of people that in our community, they are newly retired, either by choice or by COVID or by age, but they're looking for that something new. They're ready for that change. Or maybe they're just burnt out from what they've been doing for the last 20, 25, 30 years. They're ready for something different. This is definitely for you if that's where you are in life. Is this for you if you are committed to showing up for the 90 days? This is for you if you are willing to do the work and you'll trust the plan. You've got to trust the plan. Trust me, I will never lead anybody astray. Everything I teach is stuff that I have personally done and I've helped others do. And a lot of what I teach, I've learned from other mentors through books, through trainings. So it works. It's all stuff that is proven and it works. This is definitely for you if you are looking to add value to the world and you are excited to discover and untap your God-given gifts, that you want to add value by sharing those gifts with the world. That's who I love to work with. This is also for you if you will participate as part of the group, because iron sharpens iron. Again, we keep this small and intimate for a reason. I want you to network with each other. I want you to form friendships. I want you to form, you know, that you support it. You coach each other. That is part of the beautiful thing about this group, because it is very interactive. It is not one of these courses that you just go watch a video and do it all on your own time. We are, again, together. It is a lot of working together. Now, it doesn't mean that it's a lot of time. It's like really 2 hours a week. You can do really well in this course. 1 hour for the actual video training, whatever it is, and then another hour actually doing the work. Maybe more, depends on where you are in your business and how much time you want to give it. Okay, this is also for you if you understand and value education, mentorship, and coaching. You know you need to invest into those things in to have a successful business. And this is also for you if you want a coach who will be kind of tough, but push you out of your comfort zone. Because I am a tell it like it is person. And I know there's been times with Linda, even, you know, I've even boxed it like, I hope I'm not too tough, but I got to tell you this, or this is on my mind. I don't pull punches. That's not the way I raise my kids. And that's not the way I coach. So again, if that's not the kind of coach you need, that's totally fine. I love working with people who mesh with me. So no offense if that's not you. And no offense if I'm not your cup of tea. Okay, so if you feel like, oh, that's not for me, you are of that first slide, and you know that this is not for you. The Shift Sales Soar Success Academy is not for you. I want you to take your free bonus. Now, if it is for you, if you fell into the second slide I just shared, then hold on, because we got a lot more to cut. Well, not a lot more, but a few more bonuses, a few more good details, juicy details I need to give you. But here's your free bonus. So either way, take this and receive it from me. So just type this in. So it's bit.ly/smoothsellinggoalsheet. So smoothsellinggoalsheet. So bit.ly/smoothsellinggoalsheet. Grab that. It's going to help you do some of the questions we talked about. It's going to help you set some goals, the goal mappings in there, all of that. So you can take that and use that in your business and life. Now, if you are kind of interested and you want to hear more, I'm going to take the next couple minutes and really dive in here. So another 5 minutes to really share with you about this. And even if you're watching in the replay, if you have questions about anything, just do a hashtag Q&A or hashtag question. I'll come back and answer the question for you about the Shift Sales Soar Success Academy. So again, it's 90 days that we will dive into 6 simple success strategies. A lot of what you learned over the last 2 days and some expand, but we expand on them tremendously because again, it's 90 days instead of 90 minutes. But these success strategies to launch that business you've been dreaming about, that's worth about $1,000 really, if not more. You also get group coaching with me and other like-minded entrepreneurs. That's worth like over $500. And honestly, if you did one-on-one coaching with me for those sessions, that would cost you about $1,000 for my 2021 prices. As a bonus, you're going to get at least 4 guest expert trainings. And we had last time guest experts that talked one financial things. We had getting simple success strategies and getting your space clean and fresh, how you want it to work. We had a health expert come in. We had a food expert because we want to be, you know, mind, body, soul needs to be in a good place to have excellence and success. We had somebody come in about strength finders. So we have guest expert training bonus videos that you'll have this time. That's worth over $500 if you went to each of these experts to have training. I'm hoping to get a few more in the spring session as well. The other bonus part of this is the community. I already talked about this. So we're going to be set up in Kajabi. We're getting off of Facebook to avoid the distractions, and we'll have our own private community over in Kajabi. Now, Linda, guess what? I'm inviting our two Lindas that participate in the fall to come be part of that community. So they get that again. They can come back into the community. So they're going to get access to all of that as well. And in the community, you're going to have ongoing conversations, bonus coaching, Q&A sessions, networking. You want me to look at something you're working on? You're going to be able to post that in there and you'll get my opinion on things. You'll get tips on things. We're going to network. This is just priceless. Like, to me, the community piece of this is just, those are usually the best parts of trainings, really, of all the different coaching and mentor groups and courses I've taken. It's always been the community that a lot of times I get the most out of. Even when the training is fabulous, it's the community piece that goes on forever and ever and ever. Couple of fast action bonuses that I have. If you register by January 31st, now everything starts again February 4th, so a week from today. If you're listening to this on the 28th, you're going to get free access to my goal crushing course. That's out there. It's $97. If you pay for that separately, you get free access to that right away. And you also get 3 one-on-one coaching sessions with me. That's worth over $500, really. So if you had to pay for all of this stuff separately, it would be over $2,500. But this is not going to cost you any of that. So the Spring Shift Sales Source Success Academy is $1,497 for the entire course. All of what I just mentioned to you, you get for $1,497 as long as you register by the 31st. But here's the really cool thing. If you're one of the first 5 to register, so there's 4 spots left for the first 5. One got taken yesterday. The first 5 get $500 off. So it brings it down to $997 for the entire course. That's if you pay in full. Now, if you need payment options, I have that set up too, because I know a lot of the courses I've taken, I've needed their payment options. Some I've paid in full, and sometimes I do payment options. So 4 payments of $275. And that's if you're one of the first 5. If you're not one of the first 5, then you can do 5 payments of $325. So if you need payment plans, there are options out there. So comment below or message me if you want in on this. Like, it's such really a priceless thing. If you're ready for more success, more harmony, more peace, more clarity, really it's a lot of clarity, more vision for where you want to go, jump in this academy. And here's the other thing I want to mention is, because of the way this academy is set up, once we get started, the doors are locked for the 90 days. I don't know yet if I'm going to do a summer session. I probably will, but it won't start until May. So don't delay your success. Like, that's 100 days. If you don't get in on the spring session, that's going to be 100 days you have to wait on your success. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to wait 100 days on my success. That's a third of the year. Imagine where you could be in 100 days from now. And if you don't do this, you're going to probably be in the same place that you are today. But if you do this in 100 days, right, Linda, you can be in a whole different place in your mind, in your business, and all of that. So don't wait. Just jump in, figure it out, figure out how. Like for $275, I don't know about you guys, but if I go to Home Goods or TJ Maxx twice a month, that's $275 right there. Like, or Target for sure. You get a cart in Target, like that's $100. You're guaranteed to spend $100 if you go into Target and push a cart around, right? Or home, I do that in Home Goods. It's one of my favorite stores. So think about where you could find that money. I feel like we can be resourceful. And if you need suggestions or something, let me know and I'll help you figure out how to make this affordable. Okay, so let's review your superpower, your smooth selling. So you want to S, discover your superpower strengths. M, developing a marketing mindset. O, overcoming the obstacles and avoiding danger buoys. O, outsourcing automation and simple systems to work less and enjoy life more. T, you need time to launch. You need to know how you're going to launch this business and goals. And the H is your habits of successful entrepreneurs for smooth sailing into the future. If you can get all six of those components going, man, oh man, you will create that ideal business and lifestyle freedom you want. Love this quote from Les Brown. It takes someone with a vision of the possibilities to attain new levels of experience. Someone with the courage to live his dream. So I hope you have the courage to live your dreams. And I hope you're ready to make 2021 the year that you do start taking those steps so you can live your dream life. Couple little things I want to leave you with is create a vision for your business and share it with your family. That's another way to get them on board with you, is let them know what you're working for and what's in it for them. Second thing, look at what you can outsource, automate, delegate, or put on hold. Third thing, set a realistic 90-day goal. Fourth thing, grab a spot in the Shift Sales Soar Success Academy. I call it the S4A for short. And five, share your homework in here. Don't forget, I am doing a drawing on Saturday. So these videos are coming down on Saturday, probably around noontime. So obviously, if you hear this part, you're going to have watched it. But you get entered to win the door prize for being on here and commenting, whether it's live or the replay. And also, you're going to get a bonus entry for sharing your homework, anything you want to share, any of those things that we've talked about. And if you have a friend that is looking to start or scale or thinking about possibly starting a business in the next year, invite her into the community and to watch the replays. If she watches, you get two extra points and she gets entered. And I'm giving away $100 that you can use towards the academy or for a 30-minute coaching session. So it's totally up to you. So somebody's going to win. Why not you, right? And if you want to connect with me, obviously I'm on Facebook, is the best place to connect. You can DM me if you have questions. My website, sherrymiterco.com. My email address, sherry@sherrymiterco.com. And you obviously are in the Facebook community because you're watching this in the group. If you're listening on the podcast, because this will go out on the podcast, then join us in the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast Facebook community. I'll put the link, will be in the show notes. So thank you everyone to participating. Thank you, Linda, for being here and supporting me and letting me help you with your business. I appreciate you so much. And if I can be of service to any of you, let me know. If you have questions, let me know. Put it in the comments, reach out to me. And I would also just love to know which of the different components, which of the puzzle pieces did you get the most from? Which of the puzzle pieces are you feeling like you kind of have a better handle on it now? Or which of the puzzle pieces are like, okay, I need work on that one. That's the missing puzzle piece for me right now. Or maybe there's a few. So share in the comments, which ones are you most excited to kind of really dive into? Or did you learn from? I love feedback because it just helps me know how to make this better next time. All right. As always, I appreciate you guys and thank you for being here. And thank you for watching. And we will catch you next time. All right. Have a great afternoon. Bye.